From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Faith Saley, and Roy Blunt Jr. And here again is your host at the Fox Theater in Atlanta, Georgia, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl says, frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a rhyme. In our Listener Limerick Challenge, if you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, facing probing questions from reporters, a State Department spokesperson was forced to deny that the United States has any plans to do what?
I need a hint, please.
It might be retribution for infecting us with Bieber fever.
Export Justin Bieber?
No.
Deport him?
No, it would be sort of
send
vengeance.
Him back to Canada?
No. The State Department denied that the U.S. is planning to do something else to Canada.
Invade.
Yes, invade it.
Oh, my gosh.
A State Department official was briefing reporters on a new agreement signed by the U.S. and Mexico, and a reporter asked if the agreement included any plans for a joint invasion of Canada. And the spokeswoman replied, quote, who told you? Actually, no, she said, quote, no, it's not anything classified, unquote. Note that she didn't say, no, we're not invading Canada. Nor did she say anything about the new camouflage uniforms given to the 101st Airborne, their plaid flannel shirts and Dockers.
Well, this is the time we ought to go ahead and do it now before it gets cold, I'll tell you.
Yes. Mo, it was 30 years ago this week that what was invented by a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon?
Oh. So something was invented by a computer scientist at Carnegie Mellon. It's not something about Apple. It's not the internet.
Something that's made all kinds of emails and texts much more evocative.
Oh, the emoticon.
The emoticon was invented 30 years ago this week. Very good.
Oh.
It was such an important day in the annals of human communication. Without it, whole generations of teenagers would have had to learn how to write in words. On September 19th, 1982, Professor Scott Fowman of Carnegie Mellon put up a post on a computer bulletin board suggesting a colon, a dash, and a closed parenthesis, which looks like a smiling face if you look at it sideways, as the official indicator of humor in online communication. Do you guys use emoticons?
No.
No.
I mean, it's usually a talk. There are two camps, right? There's the LOLs who do the same thing. It's LOL or emoticons. I have to say that it took about 3 months to adjust to the fact that he's my husband now, but when we were dating, he used emoticons. And it was tough. I am a feminist, but I felt it was very unmanly. I don't like gender stereotypes, but it made me feel uncomfortable.
No, but I do a Teddy Roosevelt Rough Rider emoticon, so that's very manly. It's an eight, and then it's followed by not the bracket. What's the swishy bracket?
Is that the mustache?
One? Yes, that's the mustache, and then you do a zero for the mouth, so that it looks. I'm telling you, it looks like TR.
But what? What emotion or state of mind are you using little Teddy Roosevelt to indicate?
To speak softly and to carry a big stick.
Oh. Right. Roy, researchers in Britain have determined through science that one of the most embarrassing things in the world is what?
it's falling downstairs. That's my main one, really.
I'll give you a hint.
Falling down several flights of stairs.
Wait a minute.
Roy.
No,
it's more painful than embarrassing, isn't it?
Well, it depends on why you fell down the...
If you're wearing heels, in your case, then it's embarrassing.
Can you give this one to Faith? I don't want to go into my...
Well, wait a minute. Do you need a hint, Dad? I mean, Roy?
Fathers are the most embarrassing people.
That's true, but no.
You said dad?
I did.
You mean you sort of Freudian slips?
Specifically.
Dad? I mean, this is very confusing and disturbing, right? Son?
calling somebody like by the wrong name.
Well, specifically calling somebody, mom or dad.
Mom or dad, yeah.
That's, if you have not called your spouse mom or dad by accident,
then you have not been married.
Oh, gosh, it happens. Huh. Wow.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah,
well, do you stay married after you do that?
No, you poke your eyes out, right?
Yeah, I believe so. According to a recent British study, there are at least 50 ways, including that one, humans embarrass themselves every day, from thinking someone's waving at you when they're not, to accidentally liking something on Facebook, to whatever Joe Biden is doing right this second. Here are some other things on the list. Forgetting someone's name when introducing them.
Yeah, that's bad.
Tripping over in public.
Always funny.
Well, I told you.
Getting someone's name wrong. Not being noticed by someone you're waving at.
Ah, it's terrible.
You know what's funny? The same thing that works with fortune cookies works with these. They're all worse, or they still work when you add in bed. So, like, not being noticed by someone you're waving at in bed. Forgetting where you parked in bed.
Calling someone dad in bed.
Yeah.
Ha, 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 ha.